Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 65 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 68 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 63 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 63 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 63 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
Where are you at, Phil? Charlie Brown's teacher. Oh, okay. We're a little late this morning. Just leaving? Yeah, just pulled out of the house. Were you there? I'm at Starbucks getting a coffee. Alright. Yeah, I just gotta get, see if I can get across Woodward easily. Hopefully it shouldn't be backed up yet this early.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
The wireless charging is right exactly where I want to put my phone. And you would say, normally you'd say, well, that's a good thing. But sometimes I just pulled my phone off the charger. I don't want to throw it right back onto a charger. Well, it's smart. It won't charge if you don't want it to, if it's full. Yeah, I sure got my scanless screwed up in one of my radios, in the DMR radio. I'm trying to scan the old county thing, and it's picking up other stuff. I gotta figure out what's going on there.
You do a dynamic scanless, right? You, the pumps are lit up at Sheets.
What do you mean dynamic scan?
Do you add and delete things from your scan list on the fly? Is it dynamic?
Well, I have a set scan list and I can use and delete things.
Well, you can actually program the list on the fly. So you can not just nuisance delete. You can add things to your list, delete things from the list.
Yeah, I'm talking about the CSI radio. I'm not sure you can do it on that one. Yeah, I heard John and Devin talking about this dynamic stuff. I gotta learn more about that.
Who was talking about it? But yeah, I'm not sure what. I mean, you know how on the ATX you can program the list on the fly, right?
No, I don't. That's the issue. I don't know how that works. I never really got into it. I want to learn about it.
Yeah, I mean, you can create a list, you got to create a list and put things in it, right? And I create a list with one or two things in it, It's just like, my main repeaters that, I'm always going to have those in the list, probably. But not necessarily. But anyhow, then what you do is you just have to put the scan L and the scan buttons. Sometimes the button you use to turn scan on and off, if you long press it, you can go into the scan list. Or you can do it from the menu. But basically, when you go into scan list mode, you can actually step through every zone and every channel, and you can click, scan. Or not scan. There's an add and delete button, and you can go through and you can look at what's in the current list, and so you can dynamically, set that list up for any given situation. It's pretty handy.
Oh, okay. I just push the scan long press on the scan list, and the edit list came up. No, I didn't know that existed.
There you go. Yes, usually a long press on the scan. So now as you step through that, you'll see the little lightning bolts, the ones that are in the list. They'll be, when you hit that and go in the next scan list, there's recall, which just steps through what's currently in your list. And then there's add and delete or whatever, to add things and delete things. or select and unselect or something like that. But yeah, you know all you need to know now.
Well, I'll have to play around with it some more and see if I understand it. Yeah, I don't know. I just have, like, for zones, you know, each zone has its own scan list. And, you know, when I scan it and I don't like some, I just hit nuisance. Get rid of it for a while.
Yeah, I use that too. But I only make one scan list, and everything points to that one scan list. And then I just customize it for whatever, you know, for whatever I want at that moment. So, not, you know, there could be some exceptions. Like if I have a, like on my 800 radio, I might have a list of, like, you know, if I want to scan the hospital. So I might, if I go to a, if I scan from a hospital zone, it'll scan hospitals, you know. And so, you know, that's useful as well, but I just find having one list that I can doctor, because I'm not a scanner person. I generally want to just listen to, you know, things that are of significance to me, like my repeaters, and whatever's topical. Like if there's something going on, like I'm talking about my work radio, let's say there's something going on in Warren, I might add Warren to the talk group, you know, to the scan list just temporarily until that event's over, and then I don't want to scan them anymore. I'm not a kind of person that scans. I'm more of a monitoring person. So it works differently for me than it might for you, you know?
Yeah, I can see that. Okay. Well, I just have, like, I have my home zone, which is the stuff I listen to on a regular basis, and I got a scan for that, so I need a scanning that or not. I mean, it's just a few channels. And then I have other zones, like if I'm going to go traveling, I got one for the, like, northern Ohio, if I'm going to go to Cleveland or not. So if I go to that, I'll go to that zone and hit the scan button, and it's scanning all those channels. If I'm, I got some, like, marine channels, if I'm over on the east side, I want to listen to some marine activity, I just go to that zone and hit scan. You know, so, I'm not sure exactly why I'd order. I could see, maybe you adding one or two scan for, like, some special event, like you said, channels to the scan list, but, I'll play around with that and learn how to actually do it.
There's no right or wrong answer. It's just a habit, right? And the other thing, which is a quick add for an event, you know, if you've got a scan list, the nice thing about having one scan list is that if I go to any talk group or channel that's not in my scan list, and I hit scan there, it'll scan the stuff I normally want to scan plus that because I'm on it. So that's kind of a cool little thing too. But again, it's a matter of how you scan. You know, like you said, I get over there and I want to scan the marine frequencies. I go to Ohio, I want to scan it. I never want to do that. I never want to scan things. I'm a creature of purpose. You know, like I said, I want to scan my stuff. Otherwise, I'm not interested. I'm not a scanner type person. It's hard to explain. It's like I have no interest in scanning a lot of things. So for me, it works out easy. I just have one scan list, and then I just add things as needed in and out of it. But that's because I more monitor than scan, I guess is the easy way to say it. Again, no right or wrong way, but that scan list is very handy. You know, that you know, whatever channel you're on, if you light it up. The problem is if you have different scan lists, let's say there's something going on, let's say there's something going on in Warren, and I don't have that normally in my scan list, I can just roll over to Warren and hit scan, and then I'll have all my normal scan lists plus Warren. So that's the nice thing about having one common scan list. So, but again, you know, how you use it.
Right, yeah. Well, I got the same channel in multiple scan lists, too, depending on
Okay. Like I got one zone just has all FBI network computers in it. So if I'm traveling around the area and I want to make sure I'm on the right one, I'll go to that zone and just hit the scan so you can do which one is the strongest. So I kind of done that in advance. And the nice thing with the Motorola, or the APXs anyways, is that you can put the same channel on multiple scan lists, which I know some radios have a problem with that. Like the DMR radios, you have to assign a scan list to a channel, so if you wanted more than one scan list, you got to create more than one channel. Kind of a pain. Yeah, that would suck. So anyhow, like I said, everybody scans a little differently, but I've never really owned a scanner. I think I had a Pro 2096 back in that day, but it mostly sat around collecting dust. So, but then again, I've always had radios that could do whatever I would want a scanner for. So I guess that's not fair either. If I hadn't had the career I had, maybe I'd be more into scanners. Yeah, well, there I would definitely use the scanners if I had the 800 megahertz, phase two trunking. And could put the, Oakland County Fire in there and scan that. But don't have that yet. I thought I will. Well, you could always look for a really good deal on a 7500, that's VHF 800 or something, and swap out that back, and then you'll have VHF 800 on one side and VHF on the other. That was kind of what I would, if things don't work out for me, that's probably the route I'll be looking to go. Okay, I'm a bit confused how that would work. You couldn't do a single head, could you? Yeah, you would just, instead of having two 6500s in your setup, you'd have a 6500 for UHF, and then you'd have a 7500 dual bander, 800 and VHF. And, so you could do 800 and VHF on the one side, on the one radio, and then you keep your 6500 doing the UHF duty. And now you wouldn't be able to simultaneously listen to all three. You'd be able to listen to UHF and then whatever over on the other radio, because it's, you've combined 800 and VHF there. Well, I'm a little confused again. So the 7500, you don't have to, switch bands like I do here. It's, you can, program in, zones that have a combination of VHF and 800. Yeah, you can buy the 7500 in any two bands. You can buy it in, UHF, VHF. You can buy it UHF 800. You can buy it 800 VHF. Those are very common, 800 VHF. So that's what I was thinking. I would get an 800 VHF. And yes, you can. It's just like having a dual band radio. Instead of, you have two radios, one head, you would have a dual band radio, a single band radio, and one head. All you would be doing is swapping out the mono bander on VHF for a dual bander with VHF and 800, and everything else would work the same. But any limitations between the two decks would still exist for VHF and 800. Okay, well, all right, we'll talk more about that. I'm just got off the expressway. I'll be there in 2 minutes, hopefully. Okay.
depends again how the light gods are going to treat me. I got through the first one. That's a good sign. How many lights are there? There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's like 6 lights between the expressway and the restaurant.
Yeah, there's a few. You know, you got, first of all, you got that whole crisscross thing you got going on there. You get, well, probably you only get hung up with one there, and then you got Dartmouth, where the Starbucks is, and you got John R., and then you got at least 2 between John R. and DeGuinner before you get to DeGuinner. So, yeah, so you're looking at pretty near 6.
Yeah, I'm stuck at John R. right now, but there are times I hit every one of them. The times I fly through. I like how you know where all the Starbucks are.
Uh-huh. And I got 2 right here. I can actually see 2 where I'm sitting.
It's like when I was in Seattle a long time ago. This is late 90s, I was in Seattle, and I'm sitting at one Starbucks looking kitty corner across the intersection at another one.
Right, well, I exaggerate. I can't really see 2 here. There's the one in front of the Target, and then there's one in the Target.
Well, if you got your x-ray vision going, you could see it. Stuck at the other one. One more to go. I'm going to miss that one, I think. All right, see you in a bit. Okay, Pierre.
Oh, but you had a few. K-E-A-W-U-O.
Connected to CMN Network.
K-E-A-W-U-O-N-A-B-D-Z.
Good morning there, sir. How are you doing today? I assume you're already on the road.
I actually wanted to spring by and relook at my 2 sites. Make sure I understood, because, you know, I haven't been out here for more than a week, and I'm old. So I wanted to look at the sites, and so I took a look at them, and expected traffic already, and there was more traffic than normal, but no stops at all. So, yeah, I'm in the lot now. Cujo just pulled in, too. Over.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you guys are ahead of the game. I have a 15-minute ETA, so I'm a little bit behind you, but it shows me arriving at 8:32, so I think that'll work.
Yeah, that was my planned time to get here. I got here at 8:10 instead of 8:30. But, yeah, it's okay, you know. It's a beautiful day. Nothing's on fire. I'm surrounded by the sheriff's department. All is good, dude.
Nice. Well, that is good. I heard Dave and Tim talking on the other radio this morning, and so far I do believe Dave and Micah are on their way, and everything seems to be coming together.
Yes, sir, and in case you weren't, and I know you saw some of the texting stuff going on Discord, we got Sean covered this morning, and Cujo's taken his spot instead of roaming, so, and I've worked that all out with Mike Vanderveer.
Okay, good. Glad to hear that. We were able to fill the spot, and it's too bad. Hopefully everything's okay with Sean and his family, and I think it was his daughter that was having some sort of issue, but I'm not sure. But yeah, hopefully all is well.
Yeah, I heard tail end of a conversation with him and Phil this morning. So I expect there's not a lot of distress because there was no conversation about it. They were talking about scanners. So I expect he's good. I hope he's good too, though. But yeah, I think he's okay.
Well, good. What time are you guys going to head in to check in? 8:30-ish or wait until closer to 9?
Yeah, I'm planning on waiting until about 9. I don't know what Cooge is going to do, but I'm planning on waiting until close to 9. Try not to pressure him too much, you know. When you're trying to get things together and it's the very beginning, getting a mad rush of people that are early isn't the favorite thing. So, pretty close to 9.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I can sympathize with that. nothing like trying to set up while everyone's showing up, and you can't even mentally wake up in the morning. It's just straight from the pillow to the chaos.
Yeah, and you know, us emergency management people, Warren Sert included. You know, I have gotten to the point where when I plan something, when I'm CIC and I'm planning an event, if I need them there by 8, I'll tell them 8:30. You know, as long as 8:30 is not, you know, killing it, because, you know, some people will show up at 8:30, but the bulk of people will show up 30 minutes early, 40 minutes early. So, you know, it's being prepared. You know, if you say show up at 8 and they show up at 6, come on, really?
Gotcha, yeah. Yeah, well, hopefully that wasn't Mike Vandeveer's plan for today. I'll tell them 9 and they'll be here at 8:30, and then we're like, well, we'll be proper and we'll wait for them. That's my kind of luck. But, all right, well, cool. Yeah, I seem to be hitting every light. Still says 8:32, but we're getting there.
All right, and I'm going to hop out and talk to these guys. I see a couple more orange shirts through the tinted windows of Cujo's truck, but I can't see who it is. So I'm going to hop out. Oh, looks like Dave just pulled in. I'm going to hop out and just say some hellos. So I'll say 73 till you get here, and drive safely, my friend, after you're closed.
All righty. See you soon. Hi, everybody. K-E-A-W-U-L.
You're connected to CMN Network.
K-E-8, are you 8?
Good morning, 0900 hours, clear, 66 degrees. connected to CMN Network.
WDAPIC testing. Whiskey, Delta 8, Papa India Charlie. Cannot hear the repeater, but I'm testing.
Calling station, you're getting through. KE8RUH.
I know somebody came back to me, but there's a local repeater here in Toledo that's covering this up. WDD8PIC.
Gotcha. Yeah, you're definitely getting in to a repeater network in Southeast Michigan. So I am on a repeater, the FBI network in Warren, Michigan. So I don't know if you're in Toledo. I'll throw it back to you if you can hear me. KE8RUH.
Yeah, okay. I heard you say FBI network when the other one dropped. The band must be up this morning. I'll have to figure out some other frequencies. If there's some other frequencies that I can get into, I'll work it that way. WDAPIC.
All right. Yeah, I think there's... I've heard a couple other repeaters calling out, and there must be some dusting happening. And I've noticed it on my mesh testing stuff, so... yeah, you can get in. I will be in the car for a few more minutes. This is KE8RUH.
Good morning, 10:00 hours. Clear. 70 degrees.
WDAKLL in the mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, the station was just calling. You're pretty much all noise. If you find a better spot, try again. Okay, Peter.
Kilo Echo 8, Juliet Victor Echo. If this is NAWRO, if you're on the Romeo Tower, you might want to try Richmond. If you're at your QTH, I'll be listening. NAWRO, standing by.
NAWRO-KPR, good morning.
Good morning, Phil. How was breakfast?
It was nice. How many do we have? I don't know. About 10, maybe, I think. So, you know, solving all the world's problems in a couple hours.
Of course. Naturally, that's what we do. Curious if any of the Dream Cruise traffic bled over to that area. Probably not.
No, but I'm on my way home. I'm actually going to go up Woodward. I'm going to risk it just to see if it might not be too bad right now, just to see what's out there. If it's a parking lot, I'll divert and go a different way.
Yeah, well, we got our guys deployed over there, so it's going to be a good day. Just hope the rain holds off until it's over.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to, so it shouldn't be an issue. Yeah, I'm monitoring the DMR channel, sort of testing things and stuff.
Yeah, I have it in my base DMR too, but of course it's just playing too far away. I've got the Pontiac one in there too, but not sure if they're using that.
They're on 8903, which is the portable system that should be at the hospital at 13 in Woodward.
Yes, sir, that is the one I got programmed, but it's just playing too far away. But that's kind of expected.
Yeah, well, I'm alongside a Dodge Coronet 440. I don't know, it looks like about a 65, maybe. That vintage, very nice.
Yeah, nice. Well, if you see a Greenbrier van, let me know about that. That used to be my car as a kid. I always looked for the Greenbrier vans. They had the Corvair air-cooled engines in them. I love looking at those. Not too many of them out there.
I never heard of that one. Greenbrier. Is that the brand?
Pretty sure it's a Chevy, yeah, Chevy Greenbrier van. It's like in the 60s, 63, 64, 65. And it had an air-cooled engine, the Corvair engine in the back. So no coolant. And yeah, that was our family truckster back in the day. Very interesting vehicle. Cab forward, probably pretty dangerous by today's standards. They even had sort of a pickup variant of it with a bed in the back. It's you see them at the shows every now and then. They're pretty rare.
Well, if you're going to see one, this would be the place. But I think I know what you're talking about. Now that you mentioned the half van, half pickup, I think I recall seeing something like that.
Yeah, ours was the van version, and you could, the back seats, two back seats, you could flip them around and have them face each other. That's pretty much the way we kept it. But, yeah, it's bare minimum. I didn't even know about the heater. I don't know how they work the heater because there is no coolant, so I have to look into that again. But, yeah, I do remember my dad doing an overhaul on that air-cooled engine. Basically like a glorified lawnmower engine.
Yeah, well, like, was that the original Volkswagen Bugs? They were cool engines, weren't they?
Not 100% sure on that, but that makes sense. And actually, this was Chevy's response to the Volkswagen van. That was their competition to their VW Bug van. I don't think it didn't become as popular, but, you know, that was the domestic version that they were trying to compete against.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense, yeah. Yeah, a friend of mine's got a Corvair. He bought a couple years ago, a few years ago. He spent a lot of time and money fixing it up. Pretty cool. Even though it's unsafe at any speed, according to Ralph Nader.
Yes, sir, that's the one. That was the one of the quests he was on, and I don't doubt it. Certainly it was unsafe. It kind of reminds me of fast forward to, you know, like in the 70s, a little earlier, one of my buddies had a Pinto, and of course we'd we'd ride around in a Pinto, and sometimes there'd be too many of us, and one of us would have to ride in the back hatch, so that had to be unsafe as all heck there.
Yep, I know that. Oh, this airplane's flying overhead with banners. Let's see, I saw the Goodyear blimp flying right over my house yesterday, so that's probably around here somewhere. Getting close to Woodward. Oh, there it is. So, all right, I'm going to cruise a little bit and see what's going on here. Kiss later. Enjoy the rest of your day. And WROK PR 73
Phil. NAWRO, clear but listening.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KF8BRC from NAWJZ. You're on check. KF8BRC from NAWJZ. NAWJ, is that clear?
Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees.
WDAKLL on mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 81 degrees.
KFA, GDA, Tom, check it repeat.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
All units on the Flint Tower, check your radios for a data burst. NAWRO Richmond.
Here is K9XOK, Kilowatt 9, X-ray Oscar Kilowatt, Pat, in Northbrook, Illinois.
T-O-T-D-I-S. UHF hub connected to Flint 600. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Okay, who has their APRS beaconing on?
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, sunny, 84 degrees.
N8ZA, KZ8Z, N8ZA, Chuck, you copy?
You're connected to CMN Network.
K8LAX.
N8WRO, hey Dean.
Hey Tim, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. Sort of half sitting desk duty for the guys over in the crews there. And I'm looking at the time, so I'm guessing you must be going in.
That is correct. Just sitting here in the parking lot waiting for the shift.
Copy that. Kind of looks like... don't want to jinx the guys, but it looks like the rain held off. So I think they'll make it. John said it did sprinkle over there a little bit, but no, nothing too bad, apparently.
I copy that. How's it going over there?
Well, judging by the lack of reports, I'm thinking good. They call me on the other radio a little bit just to keep me posted, but nothing going on. I'm a little too far away to get their Event 1 channel. I can get Pontiac, but I can't get that one, that their mobile repeater. KDOD says he can get it from his place, but that makes sense where he's at, so... Too bad. I'd like to kind of monitor it. Figure out a way to do that next time, maybe.
Yeah, well, isn't AD8OD, isn't his QTH in Troy?
Yeah, sir. That's probably why. That much closer. Just can't quite reach out that far. And I don't need to transmit. I just wanted to listen, you know, monitor, which you, of course, usually you can. But it's just a little too far away. Tenor's probably not good enough. Now, if I had some kind of a directional Yagi, maybe I could tune in on the signal next time.
I've never actually thought about using a directional Yagi on 2 meter and 70 centimeter. I mean, I guess nonetheless it would still work, but I always place that in my head with HF.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't need it with the Mecca or the FBI, because it's only, as you know, a few blocks away. In fact, I have to be careful not to use that, but if I pointed to point south, I could get in a little bit easier for GM. And although I don't have a problem with GM, I can get in with that. But I am using the links now that we're linking at D2Net on Wednesdays. So yeah, if you get a chance, I think you're available on you know, the last Wednesday of the month now, the 26th. Mike, DEC Mike, will be. Net control for that, so, and it is just a check-in net. There's really nothing to do, just check in the right spot, and usually the district EC, John, I forget his call sign, NX0 Hotel, usually John makes an announcement. He didn't last week, but more than often he does a little announcement, but I'd like to get a lot of check-ins for Mike. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I think the next one I will be available. I have to look at my schedule again. But I work, so the 24th, I think I'm off. The 25th, I work, naturally, of course. It's my birthday, so of course I work. And then the 26th, I think I'm off.
Sweet. And if you're at your QTH, you could hit Richmond. You could use either the Mecca, VHF, or Richmond FBI here. Or, I don't know, maybe you can hit, they ask if you can hit on a base, if you can hit the GM directly, they ask, do that. But if not, then use these that we're making available. Makes sense.
Yeah, I can hit it in the car. I would like to, at some point here, I need to find another radio to put in my base. I still haven't been able to achieve that. I got to find something. But yeah, when I get another unit in the base, everything I've been doing on the house antenna has been hooking up HTs to the feed line. But yeah, I mean, pretty much no matter what, I can get in either way.
Alrighty, sounds good. And I guess we got, though, I don't want to mention this to you because you can never make them, but we got the meeting coming up. Yeah, I guess it is next Thursday. I always get a little confused on that. Time flies. 20th. I don't really know what we're doing. I should check into that, what kind of training they got on deck. I always look forward to those. One of these days, Dean, one of these days.
Now, stand by. I'm going to check because I did some switching around to help out a coworker. So normal days that I work, I'm not working, and vice versa. So I'm going to double check real quick.
Copy, N-A-W-R-O, standing by.
Tim, I think they talked about doing the HIPAA training now because of the stuff that was the last training. I think you mentioned HIPAA.
Yeah, that's right. We were going to reschedule that, and I'm not sure if it was done. So if Anna's available, she might be able to do that HIPAA. But my understanding, that segment won't be too long. So, hey, Steve, how you doing? I'll send it back to Dean and then Dean over to Steve.
K-E-8-L-A-X. Is that meeting on Thursday the 20th?
Yes, I'll answer that question. It is the 20th. And go back to Dean and then over to Steve.
Well, it must have been a blue moon because I am available Thursday the 20th, so I will be there. Over to, I think Tim said, Steve.
Yeah, okay, yeah, very good, Dean. Yeah, I keep on trying to, there's a couple of people I invite. One has a lot of the ICS training and things from another, you know, doing, because he worked for the county something over the years. Another guy just up with the training started. I think she's finished up with high school, so depending on how that thing goes, I think, and he works up that way. He's up Garfield. He does work not too far away from the news site. He's down in, I think, Cross Point Woods, or somewhere around there. So, with it, over to you, Tim.
Yes, indeed. That's great, Dean. I'm glad you can make it. I've been there for a while, so I don't know. Let the trumpet sound or whatever. And you'll be happy to know I think I only need one mugshot. It took all this time. Remember when you started the mugshots for the IDs? I have one left to get. And I was just going to... Actually, no, he already sent it in. Yeah, I think I still have one to get, though, so that'd be good to see you there. Over to Dean.
Yeah, I'll catch up with you a little bit later on that and figure out exactly what you need. I don't necessarily have an issue with doing my normal work. I'll talk to the boss a little bit later and see if he wants anything special, but yeah, since switching around this schedule, I miraculously have that day off, so I won't complain. K-E-8-L-A-X.
Yeah, sounds good. Now, you're talking about different repeaters you get in. Now, can you get into Wally's repeaters? There's Jim.
Stand by a second, guys. I got traffic on the other radio from the cruise. NAWRO, I'm back, and Dean, I just let the guys know that you're going to be able to make it. Steve, yeah, I'm sorry, repeaters. I missed the question. Sending it back to Steve for that question about repeaters.
No, just that Wally, because he had that presentation, I guess, so we didn't have the one topic to change in part. Now, can you get into Wally's meter repeater, book 147.37?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm doing real good on that here in Richmond, even with some of its limitations. He keeps tweaking it and tweaking it better and better. And that might be another thing for Thursday. He might just do a little update report, because those guys really like that stuff. He might give an update on that. Not 100% yet, but it just seems every little tweak they make, which is really kind of most of it beyond my understanding, it just gets better and better. But I'm not that far away. I'm up here in Richmond, and the base can hit it quite well. And Dean, I think you can hit Wally's repeater as well. I'll ship it over to Dean, because I know you got to get into work soon.
Yeah, Tim, I got about 20 minutes. I should be all right. Yeah, I can, if we want to laugh about it, I can definitely hit it when I'm home. But, yeah, I can hit it with the HT even at work, so grash it and joy. It's inside the car, so, yeah, it's been getting a little better. And a little better. When he first set it up, I had to have a different antenna on it. Now I can hit it with my stubby from work. So, but I still can't hit it from the inside of the building at work. Obviously, there's going to be limitations there, but it is definitely getting better.
Yeah. So, like, what do I need then? Because I was on some site and I saw some details as far as. So if I was going to use the time slot 1, would it be color code 1, and what clocker do I put in?
Yeah, so the scoop is going to be 147.370RX with a positive offset. Color code 1, time slot 1. I say again, color code 1, time slot 1. Talk group 315049. 315049. How copy?
Okay, yeah, 315049. Okay, I got that. Color code 1, time slot 1. Okay. I'll put that. I know I have it in here, but I don't have all the specifics for the other part. So, 315049. Okay. Sounds good. I'll put it in here, and I get out when I go out and about. Let's see if I can have any success. Very good. Back over 16.
Also, don't forget that time slot 2 is dynamic on Brandmeister, so you can key up on any of the Brandmeister talk groups on time slot 2, and they'll stay open and available for, I believe it was 15 minutes. Tim, over to you.
NAWRO, and that is correct. And there'll probably be some more we can do with it as well in future, but for now, that's it. We're kind of in beta test mode, if you want to say. And Steve, I did switch over to that, so I'm kind of monitoring it right now. I was over on one of the event channels, but I can't hear that over the Woodward's too far away. And statewide one is kind of silent right now, so I'm parked on Wally's repeater right now. Over to you, Steve.
Oh, okay. I looked around to see if I had in the house that I could do in the car. My other radio, I could talk to you on this one. If I had the other one, I could hear the listening on the digital side, but I'll put it in there and listen. Because I did set up another zone for Macomb County Amateur to Public Service Corps basic frequency. So I did that. So next thing I think, and this is all going to be in the keypad. So I could download the code plug, Brian's code plug, but I've been playing around with it. And it's been working so far. So I think the next thing I have to attempt is a scan list.
Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, if I remember correct, you do have one of the DM32s, Steve, I think. And, we've been through this. That does work fairly well for what it is. And the unique thing, or I guess it's not really unique, I'm just used to DMR on UHF. This is DMR on VHF. And, you know, no big deal. It's just we're not really used to that. So, over to Dean.
Connected to CMN Network.
K-E-8-L-A-X Friday. It is a little bit different, but I've noticed that you get a little bit more range for the power, but that's kind of a natural characteristic of VHF over UHF. So far I like it. I just turned on my HT, and from work inside the car, it seemed like the repeater actually came back to me at 2.5 watts, so he must have made another adjustment there.
Oh, okay, that's good. I think part of it is the amount of attenuation, dB attenuation due to the amount of can he has to put in because of the small separation, I guess, on 2 meters, 600 kc versus, 5 megahertz on the 440 can. So I guess in part, he was hoping that it would be, that people could get it, because it's on 2 meters, submit itself to county. But then if you had to put another set of cans in, it's that balance between attenuation
You need to get an external antenna. You are just staticky into the system.
Yeah, I had to hook up the other little portable beam I have. I don't know if this is any better.
Yeah, that's better there, Steve. But you got it. That's exactly what he was talking about. And he was thinking about adding 2 more cans, making it 6. But it looks like they got it with just the 4. Go ahead, Dean. I know you started 5. I don't know how early you like to get in there. NHWRO.
I usually walk in about 5 minutes before, so I'm still good. Over to Steve, and then I'm not sure who was in there as well.
Yeah, okay. I did say the 2 things that Sean doesn't like to hear is TMR and 2 meters linked together, but he made a go of it anyway. The other station, or Tim, whoever wants to jump in there first.
Alrighty, guys, I think I'm going to jump out and see if I can't try to get the front lawn mode while the sun's out. I hear it might rain tomorrow, so I'd like to get that work done prior to that. But it's not like we can't use the rain. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I'll send it over to Dean, but I'll listen out, guys. Dean, have a good shift. Steve, hope to see you on Thursday.
Yeah, 7-3, Tim. I'll jump out here, too. I would like to do one test on Wally's repeater and see how I'm getting in from work, if you don't mind. But 7-3 to everybody, and have a good rest of your day. This is KE8LAX. I'll be clear.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, I got to get a few things done, so I was filling in for someone this morning and the beginning of the afternoon, and mom really cleaned up, and my plan was to get some workout tonight done, too. 7-3-K-8-8-UHD.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, clear, 79 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 81 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
You break the squelch, you buy it.
Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Thank you. connected to CMN Network.
November 8, Victor Delta Zulu, mobile.
Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Cloudy. 77 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
Bet you that's Darren playing with his new toy.
Well, whoever it is, it's on Flint. The lids are usually off of MI-1. We got the idiot CB ears and deliberate, and they've got the lids. So it's one big happy family. Anybody able to get a hold of this KE8ZTP lid that doesn't know he's been blasting data all over the network all day?
Probably somebody that thinks that APRS works through repeaters. Never does, because it cuts off the header.
It's KE8 Zulu Tango Papa, Patrick Riles in Flint. He's apparently effing clueless, as most lids are.
Does he got an email on QRZ?
Got a phone number, but I don't have a, and it's not answering. And, but no email.
And it's the, hey Sean, what was that call sign again?
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Tango Papa.
Alright, I'm going to see if I can't find him in the ULS database.
Send a text message to that phone number.
Yeah, the database isn't coughing up anything useful. And it's Celia.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
I was 54 years old, lives in Flint, and known aliases. Okay. I got a phone number.
Ending in 3413.
Yes.
we've been blowing it up all day. So, just goes to no non-identified voicemail.
We gotta start spamming it with text messages, and then if that doesn't work, you start signing them up for stuff.
Alright, there was a double, perhaps a triple. The person that said deadly quiet at my house at the very end, could you please repeat?
That was me, Sean. I was answering Darren. He was over on 2 meter. Asking if there's anybody out there. He has almost no audio. And I was telling him basically the only reason I could even hear him is because it was, you know, deathly quiet in here at the moment that he transmitted.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I just, there was like a double or a triple, and that was all I caught of it. So, all right, I'll let you work with him. I heard that as well. He's awfully quiet. All right, I'm going to back out of here now. W8FU.
Am I still awfully quiet?
Oh, Darren, on this side, your audio is still low, but it was louder, a little bit more intelligible. But you're also about 40-45% noise.
For that thing, because there's a known issue with the FT5, very low audio.
Thank you for letting me know that there's a known thing with the low audio on the
FT5. Yeah, if you buy the external microphone, it'll fix it. I don't know what it is. Yaesu won't acknowledge that it's a problem, but there's an issue with the internal microphone.
Is that only on the analog modes, or is that also on the digital modes by any chance?
I think it's less of an issue on digital, but it is there. It's a very, it's hard to explain. It's like a filtered audio. Dakota, he went through, 3 FT5s, and they all had the same problem. But when he put an external microphone on his FT5, it was fine. You know, the one that they saw, I forgot what model it was, but the Yaesu official one. I think it's like SD17 or something.
Yeah, well, that was me testing the Hammer headphones or whatever the heck they're called with my radio, seeing if that works. And it sounds like it doesn't work from what you're saying.
Yeah, I wanted to love that radio. I still own one myself. I wanted to love that radio, but it became one of those radios I put on the shelf because I could never get that internal microphone to sound right. And but, you know, like I said, if you get an external mic, if you get their wired speaker mic, it sounds perfect. It's just you just gotta live with the fact that you gotta have a speaker mic to make it sound good.
What about other Yaesu radios? Do they also have that quiet volume problem, or is it just the FT5?
I think the FT3, its predecessor, has a really good microphone, but then it has a really crappy speaker. So you can't win there. I think the best one, if you had to have a Yaesu HT, I think the FT70 is probably your best bet. I know it looks a little basic, but as far as, it's a well-rounded radio. The only problem with that one, so they all have problems. The battery life is horrible on the FT70. But there's a guy out in Colorado that makes aftermarket batteries for them, and they're user replaceable. They're 18650 cells.
and it's got a USB-C charge port on it. So, if I was recommending a Fusion handheld, I would go with an FT70 and then getting that external battery, that aftermarket battery from that guy out in Colorado. I hear a lot of people on Kansas City Wide, they love that radio, and I'm talking to you on it right now, analog. It was hard for me to make that out. Are you talking about the new one that they rumored to have?
No, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about someone that's not from the 18. I can't remember the name of it. And I think it has like 75 in the number for some reason. The model number for it. I don't remember. Just with a K is my guess. So what it came to be precise with.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with any Yaesu radios that start with a K. So, but yeah, Yaesu's in a weird position right now. They don't really have a flagship radio that I would say go out and buy, you know. I mean, you got that one there. You can make that one successful. You just got to get an external microphone. That's the only bad thing about it.
It might work out well considering I just talk into the microphone so loud ordinarily on most handheld radios. But no, what I was thinking of was a Kenwood CHD75 Alpha. I don't know anything about that. I just remember seeing that there's P4FM. I was kind of curious if you or anyone else had any experience with that one.
Good evening. 21 hours.
Yeah, that one does not do C4FM. It does D-Star.
Degrees.
So it's the same as ICOM, D-Star, which there's nobody doing D-Star around here. I mean, there's a couple guys that are doing D-Star, but they're on reflectors and there's no repeaters for it. So there's people that love D-Star. There was a guy, Professor Don, he was WAED, he loved D-Star, but I have that radio as well. I collect all these stupid radios. I like it, just not for D-Star. I mean, D-Star sounds good on it, but what are you going to, you know, who are you going to talk to on D-Star, I guess is the question.
I don't know what to say about that D-Star stuff. The only thing I've ever done is with that LMDVM thing that I have, and I connected my radio to that, and was having, I think it's going to sleep by D-Star Emergency Network Monday at like 7 or 8, I don't remember what it was. Either way, that's the only time I've done it, and it's, as you said with that, I think once I had seen a D-Star repeater respond to me, and at that point I was at least 5 miles out from where it was, supposedly, and that's kind of poor performance from my view. This is Kilo Fox Track 8 Echo Zango 4.
KF8S. I was around here in the Detroit area. Stick with EMR and Fusion. Fusion you can make work on DMR. You can cross mode over it. They're both AMB2, so their compression is the same. Just the envelope that it's in is different, so it just has to rearrange the bits. But you need to do a hotspot with that. So I don't know, you can make your DMR. If you have a good DMR radio, you can. Obviously, you can't talk on Fusion repeaters with it, but a lot of the Fusion repeaters in our area have a way to get in with a hotspot, so you can still get in.
I kind of, as a software developer, look at it and kind of curious as to how hard it would be to make something that goes between D-Star, P25, Fusion, DMR, I think, the other one that I forgot of. Because it seems to me as if it's technologically more of a legal kind of a thing with decoding it and then re-encoding it. But I don't necessarily know if that's even an issue or not.
Oh yes, I'm not familiar with that. If you go to the website digital.whocaresradio.com, it's digital.whocaresradio.com. I've got multi-mode crap going on over there, so very familiar with it. I've actually modified some of the multi-mode software to work with it. So the issue is patents. So, and some of the patents have expired. There's this, and it's by a company called DVSI, and they've had on this stuff for years. That's why people are trying to make stuff like M17, because it's more open source. But typically you need to have a hardware vocoder, and these are built into every radio. Any of the flagship radios have that hardware chip in it. But to cross modes, you gotta, there's ways to do it in software, and then there's ways to do it with one of those hardware dongles. And there are multi-mode reflectors that are doing what you're saying, like you come in on D-Star and you go over to Fusion and all that stuff. But the problem is you take the digital audio, you gotta convert it to analog, and then you got to put it back in digital, and it's kind of like copying, doing a photocopy of, copy of a copy starts sounding like crap.
Why am I hearing APRS digital stuff over this repeater? Because I think I noticed it while you were talking, too.
Because there's some dumbass in Flint who's sending it.
Yep,
I don't think the FCC would agree with that vocabulary, but yeah, I'll agree with you on the mentality of not the brightest person.
Anyways, yeah, I'm gonna find that guy's phone number. I'm gonna start spamming. I'm gonna start signing some stuff. All right, I'm gonna get off of here. Okay, yeah, we'll talk to you later, Darren.
Okay, this is Kilo Fox Trot 8 Echo to no fallback. I'll be listening for a short few bits, and then I'll probably be off.
How is the Dream Cruise, or how was the Dream Cruise? Okay, Feta.
It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I was right there at 11 in Woodward and just watched all the cars go by.
Connected to CMN Network.
That's cool. How did the radio stuff go? I know you guys had a DMR. I think I tried to tune into it, but I had the wrong color code.
My little engineer at 5550 worked with the tree. Battery still charged. They even need to switch it out.
Node FF disconnected.
Yeah, it definitely was a blast.
Changing radio, you said it was a blast. What my question was, did you guys have any incidents?
On after we were shut down for the night, there was a fight of
SWAT cameras down there. Is that true?
Well, they had temporary cameras, portable ones that they had at different intersections. But that was just watching the that was just watching the crews. I didn't really pay attention to any SWAT cameras anywhere.
Okay, very good. All right, I'm going to let you go here. I was just talking to Darren about fusion and all that fun stuff. So I'm going to get off of here. Enjoy your trip home. KF8S, after you.
All right, Dave, have a good one. Somebody great for now. Thank you.
T-O-T-D-I-S. UHF hub connected to Flynn 600. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees.